Good morning.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, you notice in some of those worship songs that we sang this morning, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Oh, my microphone's not on. Sorry.
所以我们今天早上唱的诗歌当中说耶稣大爱深不可测
He was wounded for me
主耶稣为我们受伤
Died for me
为我们而死
Risen for me
也为我们复活
How great thou art
你真伟大
That is our Lord
这就是我们的主
赞美主
赞美主
Amen Now, yeah, some of you might know my wife and I were away the past couple of days at a conference
弟兄姐妹可能有人知道我和我妻子去开会去了几天
We didn't get home until late and I actually didn't get this sermon to John until after midnight last night
所以我其实昨天晚上才回来 然后在半夜才把这个 讲到的稿子发给宝刚
So if he looks sleepy, it's my fault
所以如果他看起来不精神 那就是我的错 其实我没有
But for the past couple of weeks, Pastor Luo has been teaching us that as we gather together here on Sunday mornings, it isn't merely, you know, to have fellowship with each other.
就像罗牧师前几周的信息讲到，我们每周在这里聚会，不是说我们互相见面问候。
As nice as that may be, I love all of you.
虽然这样很好，我也爱大家每一个人。
But truly, we gather here each Sunday. To meet with the Lord.
但是我们每次在这里聚会，真正的目的是为了遇见神。
To worship our great God.
为了敬拜神。
That's why we're here.
这就是我们在这里的原因。
And it's good, it's right for us to worship Him and to give thanks to Him.
我们在这里敬拜和感谢神都是正确的，都是应当做的。
Praise His holy name.
我们赞美神的圣名。
Now in Ephesians chapter 1 it says
在以弗所书第一章是这样说道
This is for you now, if you're a Christian and you're here this morning, hear this
如果你是一个基督徒,你今天早上坐在这里的话,你就应当听
God has chosen you, you are predestined for the praise of His glory
神已经拣选了你,照他旨意所预定的,叫他的荣耀得着称赞
I want to ask, you know, what exactly does that mean? Chosen for the praise of His glory.
所以说，按神旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀得着称赞，是什么意思呢？
Do you think that God needs our praise?
是神需要我们的赞美吗？
No.
不。
But it's good for us, right? The creature to praise the Creator.
但是对我们来说，我们受造之物敬拜、赞美我们的造物主是大有益处的。
So this morning I want to look at a couple of examples of people in the Bible that are praising God, and then the amazing results of that.
所以今天早上我们就来看圣经当中的一些例子，一些赞美神的例子，并且他们所得到的奇妙的结果。
Okay, but. Let me just pray first.
让我先来做一个祷告。
So Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we are gathered here this morning. We desire to meet with you and to worship you.
主，我们今天在这里聚集，因为我们渴慕见你，我们渴慕要赞美你。
Lord, we're here to hear your word, not man's word.
我们来要听你向我们说话，而不是听人向我们说话。
Help us, Lord, in our weakness.
我们软弱的时候，求主帮助我们。
Help us to learn how to worship you according to your will and your ways.
帮助我们在敬拜你的时候能够合你的心意和方法。
Teach us to worship you in spirit and in truth.
教导我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
Teach us how to praise you.
也教导我们如何赞美你。
Because we ask in Christ's name.
因为我们奉基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible actually talks a great deal about praising God.
所以圣经中讲到很多赞美神的故事。
And this morning I want to give you a couple of examples of praising God from the Bible.
所以今天早上我给大家举几个例子。
So in the book of Exodus,
在出埃及记中,
this is after God has drowned Pharaoh and the whole Egyptian army in the Red Sea.
在神把法老和他的军队都淹没在红海当中以后
Of course, Pharaoh and his army were coming to kill and to murder all of the Israelites.
因为法老和他的军队要来追赶杀死所有的以色列人。
And after God defeated them, Moses and his sister Miriam offer this song of praise.
在神击退了埃及人以后，摩西和他的姐姐米利安就这样唱。
They say the Lord is my strength and my defense.
耶和华是我的力量。
He has become my salvation.
我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。
He is my God, and I will praise him.
这是我的神，我要赞美他。
He's my father's God, I will exalt him.
是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。
The Lord is a warrior.
耶和华是战士。
The Lord is his name.
他的名是耶和华。
After King David had defeated Goliath and other enemies of Israel,
当大卫王打败了巨人哥利亚和以色列的其他敌人之后，
David said,
大卫是这样说的，
I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise.
我要求告当赞美的耶和华，
and I'm saved from my enemies.
这样我必从仇敌手中被救出来。
So these are just examples of God's people praising God for what He's done.
所以就是神的百姓赞美神的作为。
This coming week on Thursday, that's going to be our Thanksgiving banquet.
下个周的周四就是我们感恩节的午宴。
We'll be up at the Central Baptist Church.
我们会在 CBC 聚会。
I'm looking forward to being together with many of you that day.
很期待到时候与在座的各位相见。
I encourage you. Can you give a testimony on that day? How God has blessed you this past year.
也鼓励大家能够分享你的见证，神在过去的一年是如何祝福你。
So it's a good opportunity for you to praise God for what He's done in your life.
这也是一个很好的机会，能够赞美神，赞美神在你生命中的作为。
And when you do that, then we can all join with you to praise God for His mercy and His love on our church.
所以当你这样做的时候，我们就可以一起来敬拜神，来赞美神，赞美神祝福我们的教会。
So this is your open public testimony of the goodness of God.
所以这就是你公开的为神的美善做见证。
Don't keep silent.
不要自己默默地想。
Okay, you know, generally speaking, we can all imagine it's relatively easy to praise God after He has delivered you from a wicked enemy or from any kind of trouble.
很容易的就是我们在神为我们做成了一些事情之后，我们就可以开始赞美神。
But I want to show you, there's stories in the Bible where people are praising God either in the midst of their suffering.
我要给大家举的例子是在圣经中有一些人物正是在困苦中能够来赞美神。
Even before God's deliverance.
甚至在神拯救他们之前。
You think of the book of Job.
我想到了约伯记。
Job had lost everything.
约伯失去了一切的东西。
His sheep, his cattle,
他的羊，他的骆驼，他的仆人。
Ten children.
他的身体，还有他十个孩子。
And Job said.
约伯这样说。
Naked I came from my mother's womb.
我赤身出于母胎。
And naked I will depart.
也必赤身归回。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
May the name of the Lord be praised.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
That's an amazing testimony from Job.
是约伯给我们做的奇妙的见证。
That's just three examples of hundreds of examples in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. Everybody in the Bible is praising God.
从创世纪到启示录，一共有上百个这样的故事，这只是其中的三个。
Now, praise isn't just saying nice things about God or nice things about people.
赞美神不只是说神好或者人怎么样好。
Praise is much more than that.
赞美是远远超过这些。
Because praise, it has a spiritual significance. It has spiritual power.
因为赞美有属灵的意义和属灵的力量。
So I want to try to understand the power of praise. We're going to look at a story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
所以我要给大家看这个赞美在属灵当中所给我们的力量，在历代志下。
It's kind of a little known story about a guy named Jehoshaphat.
可能大家知道这个故事就是约沙法。
Now Jehoshaphat was one of King David's great, great, great grandchildren.
所以这个约沙法是大卫王的孙子的孙子的孙子。
Okay, and one day Jehoshaphat was suddenly confronted with a big problem.
有一天，约沙法就突然遇到了一个大问题。
Listen, it's possible you're thinking, you know, why do I need to care about some old king that lived 3,000 years ago? I've got problems of my own, you know, real problems today.
你也许会想，3000多年之前的一个王跟我有什么关系呢？我自己还有我自己的问题呢。
What does King Jehoshaphat have to do with me?
这个约沙法王和我有什么联系呢？
But wait.
但是等一等。
Okay, when you see how God works in his situation, you gain understanding. This also applies to us today.
当你看到神如何在约沙法的情形下做工，你就会理解神这样的事情怎么应用在我们自己的身上。
It's the life principles that are still applicable.
这是我们现在还可以应用的一些人生准则。
God's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神是昔在、今在、永在的神。
Amen.
Amen.
You agree with that? Okay. So a messenger comes to King Jehoshaphat and he tells him.
所以就有人来向约沙法王报信说。
There's a massive army. It's coming to destroy you and to destroy all the people of Judah.
有大军来攻击你和犹大的百姓。
Do I have a map picture you can put up there for me?
我有一个地图给大家看一下。
I'll get my drink too. Okay, so that big red circle is Jerusalem. That's where King Jehoshaphat is.
所以这个大红圈就是耶路撒冷，也就是约沙法所在的地方。
That smaller circle indicates where the enemy forces are. They're close. They're not far at all from Jerusalem when he gets the news.
这个小红圈就是当时敌人所在的位置，离耶路撒冷已经非常的近。
So it's urgent.
所以这个情况很紧急。
Jehoshaphat is greatly outnumbered militarily.
约沙法的军事力量和敌人相差悬殊。
Understandably, he and all the people of Judah, they're terrified by this bad news.
所以很容易想象这个王和百姓都被这样的消息都很惊恐听到这样的消息。
So in a situation like this, we may want to simply run for your life.
所以有的时候我们如果遇到这样的情况，我们就想赶紧逃命吧。
But he's the king of Judah.
但是他是犹大的王。
He's the great great grandson of King David.
他是大卫的孙子的孙子的孙子。
Now Jehoshaphat knows God has promised in his word that a descendant of King David will rule over this land.
因为约沙法王知道神给他的应许，就是让大卫的子孙来治理这地。
This land is the inheritance that Almighty God has given to these people.
这地是全能的神赐给他子民为业的。
So get this, he understands his identity. He is a child of God.
所以他知道他自己的身份，他是神的儿女。
His faith in the God of Israel.
他对以色列的神有信心。
And so in faith, he calls all of the people of Judah to pray and to fast.
所以凭着他对神的信心，他就叫以色列叫犹大的全体百姓一起禁食祷告。
Jehoshaphat says humbly to God.
约沙法王就谦卑地对神说，
We have no power to face this vast army that's attacking us.
我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军。
We don't know what to do.
我们也不知道怎样行。
Our eyes are on you, Lord.
我们的眼目单仰望你。
And so all the men and the wives and the children, all the little ones, they all stand there before the Lord.
犹大众人和他们的婴孩、妻子、儿女都站在耶和华面前。
And God sends his spirit on a Levitical priest who's going to prophesy.
所以神的灵就在一个立位的祭司身上做工，让他这样说道。
He says, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem.
他说：“犹大众人、耶路撒冷的居民和约沙法王，你们请听。
This is what the Lord says to you.
耶和华对你们如此说。
Don't be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army.
不要因这大军恐惧惊慌。
The battle is not yours.
因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
You will not have to fight this battle.
你不需要来打这场战争。
But take up your positions, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord.
Where is that?
It's verse 17.
你们这次你们不要征战，要摆阵站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救。
Don't be afraid, don't be discouraged. Go out and face them tomorrow, and the Lord is going to be with you.
不要恐惧，也不要惊慌。明日当出去迎敌，因为耶和华与你们同在。
Then some of the other priests, they began praising the Lord even with loud voices.
所以其他的一些祭司就开始大声歌唱赞美神。
And Jehoshaphat, he appointed men to sing praise to the Lord.
所以约沙法王就差遣一些人去赞美神。
And it's amazing,
歌唱赞美神。
These men march out in front of the army, singing praises to God.
所以这些人就一边唱歌一边赞美，然后来迎敌。
Think about it.
大家来想一想。
And you know what happened?
你知道发生了什么吗？
Well, the enemy forces begin to attack.
所以这些敌人就开始打仗。
But they don't attack the army of Judah.
但是他们并不是攻打犹大的军队。
They attack each other.
他们自己打了起来。
And when Jehoshaphat and the army of Judah get to the battlefield,
所以当约沙法的军队来到战场上的时候，
all they find are dead bodies lying on the ground.
他们只看见地上躺着的一些尸体。
Not one had survived.
没有一个人能够幸存。
What a strange battle!
这是多么奇怪的一场战争。
One side so strong militarily.
一边是非常强壮的军队。
The other side weak, but with faith and singing praise to God.
但是另一边非常的虽然实力很弱，但是却歌唱赞美神。
So you see, in this very bad situation, Jehoshaphat, he didn't depend on their limited. Resources, their military strength.
所以在这个糟糕的局势下，约沙法王并没有依靠自己这个羸弱的力量和能力。
So here is the life principle.
所以这就是人生准则。
You see, when God's people believe God's word for them, God will bring victory.
所以当神的百姓相信神的话语的时候，神就会为他们，就会使他们得胜。
Because Jehoshaphat knew who he was.As God's people,
因为约沙法王知道他是神的百姓。
As God was with King Jehoshaphat, so God will be with us as we trust in Him.
因为神与约沙法王同在，所以神也与我们同在，因为我们相信他的话。
As many times in our lives, we face all kinds of very challenging situations.
在我们生命中，很多时候我们面临一些很有挑战的情况。
You've been there.
你们都经历过。
They're far beyond our ability to solve them.
远远超过我们能解决的能力。
We prayed and the situation has not improved.
我们祷告，但是情况也并没有改善。
I'm going to ask you a question.
来，让我来问一个问题。
Why not praise God?
为什么不赞美神呢？
Praise Him for who He is.
因为他是神。
Praise Him for all He has done for you in the past.
也赞美神为我们所成就的一切。
See what Almighty God does.
看看全能的神会怎样做。
We see in the story, it's while the people of Judah are singing and praising.
所以我们在这个故事当中看到，当犹大人在歌唱赞美神的时候，
God is working on their behalf.
神就在他们身上做工。
Now, clearly, you know, singing and praising God in difficult circumstances, that's not easy.
在遇到困难的情况下能够歌唱赞美神，这并不容易。
Our memory verse for today in Hebrews 13:15 tells us,
我们今天背诵经文在希伯来书13章15节这样说，
Offer a sacrifice of praise.
以颂赞为祭献给神。
So praising God can be like a sacrifice.
所以赞美神可以是一种献祭。
When we think of that word sacrifice, you know, you think of the ancient Israelites and they bring in their animals to the temple to atone for their sins.
大家知道我们当说到献祭的时候，我们就会想到古代的以色列人带着他们的祭品来到圣殿中来赎他们的罪。
And their sacrifice, it had to be the death of their very best animal.
这个献祭一定要是他们最好的牲畜的死。
No spots, no blemishes.
没有污点，没有瑕疵。
No sick or lame animal would qualify for the sacrifice.
也没有疾病，不能瘸腿，才能符合献祭的要求。
So before Jesus Christ, the only way the ancient Israelites could approach holy God was through that animal sacrificial system.
所以在主耶稣基督之前，以色列人唯一能够接近神的办法就是借着动物献祭。
They did that in obedience to what God told them to do.
因为神让他们这样做，所以他们就顺服神的旨意。
But now we know Jesus is the unblemished, he's the final sacrifice for sins.
所以现在我们知道主耶稣是没有瑕疵，他也是我们最终的一次献祭。
There's no further sacrifice for sins ever needed.
我们再也不用为罪献祭。
And yet, as believers, we can and we should really still offer sacrifices.
作为信徒，我们仍然可以，也应该献祭。
But our sacrifices are sacrifices of praise and good works.
但是我们的献祭应该是我们的赞美和我们的好行为。
This is what Hebrews is telling us.
这是希伯来书所告诉我们。
So sacrifice of praise, it means.
所以，赞美的献祭的意思是。
Praise God even in the midst of the difficult circumstances.
尽管在艰难的情况下，也要赞美神。
It's not my will, God's will be done.
这不是按我的旨意，乃是按神的旨意成就。
Give God your very best.
把你最好的献给神。
Did you know there's nothing better that you can give to God than your praise of who He is?
我们知道我们能给神的没有比我们对神的赞美更高的。
And don't worship God in any other way than the way that He has told us.
不要按照除了神教导我们的方式以外，其他的方式来。
Now that means we have to praise Him through Jesus.
所以我们赞美神要借着主耶稣。
Because Jesus is God's perfect sacrifice.
因为主耶稣是神完美的献祭。
So sacrifice of praise, it means we're acknowledging God is holy.
所以赞美的献祭就是说我们承认神是圣洁。
We are sinful people with unclean lips.
我们是有罪的人，我们嘴唇不洁。
Have I got another slide you can give me?
我还有另一张图片。
So Christ's sacrifice, it sanctifies our praise.
所以基督的献祭就使我们的赞美可以成圣。
Christ's sacrifice makes our praise acceptable to God.
也使我们的赞美可以被神接受。
God has not promised that He's going to listen to the prayers except if they come to Him through the sacrifice, through Jesus.
我们除非借着主耶稣的献祭向神祷告，否则神是不会听我们的祷告和赞美。
Okay, those prayers He has promised He hears.
所以神应许的祷告神会听。
This has no promise.
这些是没有神的应许。
So it's only when we come to God through the sacrifice of Christ that He's going to promise, I hear you.
所以我们借着基督的献祭来向神祷告的时候，神应许说要听我们的祷告。
Yeah, people try to do this, but God doesn't have any promise there.
神有的人总想试着用这样的方法做，但是神从来没有应许会听这样的祷告。
Let me show you another amazing example of what happens when people of faith.Praise God even in the midst of a dark and difficult circumstance.
我还有一个奇妙的例子要告诉大家，就是在有的人在黑暗和困境当中是如何的赞美神。
This time our story is from the New Testament in the book of Acts.
这次我们的故事是新约中的使徒行传。
You're probably familiar the apostle Paul and his traveling companion Silas.
大家肯定对这个故事很熟悉，就是保罗和他的同伴希拉。
And they don't do anything wrong, but they end up severely beaten and flogged and thrown into prison.
他们虽然没有做错任何的事，但是他们被击打、被苦待、被下在监里。
You know the apostle Paul really had some rough.Time in his ministry.
大家都知道，使徒保罗在传道的过程中确实经历了一些非常困难的时期。
You never find the Apostle Paul complaining.
但是我们从来没见过保罗向神抱怨。
Or rather, what do you find Paul and Silas doing when they're in the Philippian jail?
所以保罗和希拉在腓立比的监狱，他们在腓立比的监狱中，他们做了什么呢
？Do you know?
大家知道吗？
They're singing and they're singing hymns and they're praising God, and all the other prisoners are hearing it.
保罗和希拉就祷告、歌唱、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
So though Paul and Silas, they're physically chained.
尽管他们的身体是被锁链锁住。
Spiritually, they're soaring high above their physical circumstances.
但是他们的灵里却远远超过他们身体所处的处境。
And again, as they're rejoicing, as they're singing, as they're praising God, what happens?
所以当他们满怀喜乐的歌唱赞美神的时候，发生了什么呢？
Suddenly, there's an earthquake.
就忽然地大震动。
All the doors in the prison fly open.
监门立刻全开。
Everyone's chains fall off.
众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
You see, when God's children praise Him, God hears them.
所以当神的儿女赞美神的时候，神可以听见。
And God's heart is moved with compassion.
神就向我们发怜悯。
This whole incident, it was such a powerful testimony to the Philippian jailer.
这个监狱里发生的这个情况，对腓立比的这个狱卒来说是一个很有力的见证。
So the jailer and his wife and his whole family come to saving faith in Christ.
所以禁卒和他的妻子还有他的全家就都信主得救。
That's wonderful. A person that locks people up got set free.
所以把人锁住的人，神使他释放。
When believers praise God, especially in difficult circumstances, other people see it.
当信徒在非常困难的情况下仍然赞美神的时候，其他人是看得见的。
It's a powerful testimony for God.
这是为神做的美好又有力的见证。
So in a spiritual sense, when you praise God in difficult circumstances and your spirit is soaring high above your physical circumstances,
所以在属灵当中，当你的身体处在一些困难当中，但是你属灵的境况却远远高过你身体所处的困难。
Yeah, you can know prison doors are going to open.
你知道监狱的门可以打开。
And spiritual chains are going to fall off.
属灵的锁链就可以松开。
And God is going to set people free.
神就使人释放得自由。
Maybe physically, but certainly spiritually.
也许不一定是身体上，但一定是属灵当中。
Now, there's one more thing I want to say is that, you know, our praise, it has to be genuine praise from your heart.
还有一点我要说的就是我们的赞美一定要是真实的发自内心。
Because the Bible warns us, you know, it's possible to praise God with our lips, but our hearts can still be far from Him.
圣经警告我们，我们有的时候赞美神可以很容易的用我们的嘴唇赞美神，但是我们的心却是远离神。
We call this an artificial praise.
我们管这个叫人造的赞美。
It's merely a work of your lips.
所以只是你嘴唇的工作。
It needs to be the genuine fruit from your heart.
但是这应该是我们嘴唇所结的果子。
We can speak flattering words, you know, to try to gain some advantage.
我们可以说一些奉承、拍马屁的话来得到一些好处。
And you could fool people.
也可以能够欺骗到别人。
God sees your heart.
但是神看见我们的内心。
So if the roots in your heart are good,
所以如果你心里的根是好的
roots and then the fruits of your lips will be good.
你嘴唇所结的果子就是好的。
So if you truly believe that, let's say it this way, God is God.
如果你真正的相信神就是神。
If you trust he's holy and he's good.
如果你相信神是圣洁是美好的。
God is righteous and he's true.
你相信神是公义是真实的。
He's the Almighty.
是全能的神。
Then you'll praise him.
那你就可以赞美神。
No matter what.
不管是什么情况下。
On the other hand.
另一方面。
If you're not amazed by the grace of God,
如果你没感到神恩典的奇妙
your mind isn't gripped by the truth of God's word,
如果你的心意还没有被神的真理所抓住
and your sense of right and wrong, if it's not permeated by the justice of God,
如果你的是非观还没有被神的公义所充满
so your faith isn't resting in the power of God,
所以你的信心就没有依靠神的大能。
One more, your life isn't steadied by the sovereignty of God.
你的生命就没有被神的主权所坚固。
If that's the case, your service is going to be what the Apostle Paul calls just works of the flesh.
如果这样的话，你的侍奉就会像使徒保罗所说的是出于肉身。
It won't be the fruit of the Spirit.
而不是圣灵结出的果子。
So if our service for God isn't sustained by this wonder at God,
如果我们在侍奉神的时候，不是我们内心渴慕神
，then it's going to be, you know, weary and we'll get discouraged.
那我们就会劳累，就会沮丧。
In our church, we have different ministries.
我们教会有很多的不同的事工。
There's a teaching ministry.
有教导的事工。
Children's ministry.
有儿童事工。
Student ministry.
有学生事工。
Care ministry.
关怀事工。
Worship ministry.
敬拜事工。
Small group ministry.
小组的事工。
We may soon have a building ministry.
也许我们会有一个建堂的事工。
We need people who truly know and love the Lord.
我们需要一些真正认识神并且爱神的。
You want to serve Him out of a heart of love and passion for Him.
我们需要是从，因为我们心里爱神，所以来侍奉神。
Okay, so we're talking about praise.
所以我们在说赞美的时候。
The spiritual impact of the words that come out of your mouth.
所以你嘴里所出的话就带有属灵上的影响。
What's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth.
你心里是什么，你嘴里说出来的就是什么。
Good or bad.
不管是好还是坏。
So we praise God, we rise above our circumstances.
所以我们赞美神，我们可以胜过一切的困难。
We know with God all things are possible.
我们知道在人不能的，在神凡事都能。
And when we praise God, you're actually fulfilling the purpose for which you're created.
所以当我们在赞美神的时候，我们就可以实现我们被造的目的。
Remember that verse in Ephesians, I read it first. You are chosen and predestined for the praise of His glory.
大家还记得我们刚才所读的以弗所书的经文，我们是被拣选预定，为了叫神的荣耀得着称赞。
The day is coming. Our prayers are going to end.
到那一天来的时候，我们的祷告会停止。
We'll be in heaven.
我们就会在天上。
Okay, our praise will only increase, and it continues forever.
但是我们的赞美却会加增，会持续到永远。
So, my conclusion: Why give praise to God?
所以我们的结论就是为什么要赞美神
？Because He's worthy.
因为神配得。
Why do we sing?
为什么我们要歌唱？
Because He loves us.
因为神爱我们。
Why give thanks to God?
为什么我们向神献上感谢？
Because we're forgiven.
因为神赦免我们。
Why celebrate?
为什么我们要庆祝？
We're free in Christ.
因为在基督里我们得自由释放。
Okay, if you would please stand.
如果大家可以一起站立，我们就来一起读诗篇150篇，作为今天信息的结束。
Why don't you just read it in Chinese? Okay, I think I should do both. Let's do both. Okay, I do English, John do Chinese.
We're reading. 所以我们可以英文和中文同时读。
So English guys, I want to hear. So I want to hear the praise, okay?
所以说英语的弟兄，我想我要听到你们的声音。
Okay. Praise the Lord.
你们要赞美耶和华。
Okay, you're coming with me now.
所以我们大家一起来读。
Okay.Praise the Lord in
His
sanctuary.
Praise Him
in His mighty heaven.
在他显能力的穹苍赞美他。
Praise Him for His acts of power.
要因他大能的作为赞美他。
Praise Him for His surpassing greatness.
看着他极美的大德赞美他。
Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet.
要用脚声赞美他。
Praise Him with the harp and the lyre.
赞美他。
击鼓跳舞
赞美他，用丝弦的乐器和箫的声音赞美他，用大声的钹赞美他，用高声的棒赞美他，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
Okay, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
Okay, 赞美主，
赞美主。
Amen.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。